Hi, hi, hi. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, guys. Hi, how are you? I trust you're doing well. I'm just jumping on a quick, very, very quick YouTube live with us just to share on life lately with Hepzibah Frances. I was first of all, I hope you've been following the Life with Hepzibah Frances podcast. You could scroll down previous videos here on the YouTube channel for videos that I've previously done on the Life with Hepzibah Frances podcast. Today's not a regular video per se, but I wanted to jump on here just to share a few things that have been going on in my life because the Life with Hepzibah podcast is to share with you what God is doing in my own life and how by his grace I choose his word and I choose his will and how he helps me navigate in different situations to also teach you how to navigate when you get into those kind of situations. So I've been sharing a bit on my WhatsApp status on the issue of surrender and obedience to God because I've been getting I'm currently ministering in Blantyre, Malawi, and I've been getting messages from some person saying, "Oh, Hepzibah, you are so surrendered to God. I wish I could be as obedient to God as you are. I'm still struggling, etc., etc." And I tried a bit to reply on my WhatsApp status, but I just wanted to also still do this video on the issue of obedience, surrender, and yielding to the will of the Lord. First of all, let's say a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to just share and be here with your people tonight. I pray that for someone out there who needs the word that we're sharing tonight, this will be an answer to their questions. This will help them in their journey with you. And by your word, you will guide them and direct them into doing the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen. So, my obedience journey with God, actually, you could say, started from the way I gave my life to Christ. And if you haven't watched my salvation story, you could scroll through videos or search for Hepzibah Frances' salvation story on YouTube to just get the background of how I gave my life to Christ. But suffice it to say that by the time I gave my life to Christ, I was a broken girl who knew that my own way wasn't the way. And that really has informed the way that I walk with Christ. I don't know. I think the Holy Spirit just did something in my heart that by the time I had given my life to Christ, I said, "Jesus, I want your way and I want your will. My own way wouldn't do, right?" And because of the way I had also given my life to Christ, I felt like Jesus loves me so much and the least I could do was love him back by doing whatever he asks of me. So, you know that scripture that says that the one who is forgiven much loves much. I feel like the Holy Spirit just really ingrained that into my life. I have been forgiven much, and there was just something in my heart that said, whatever Jesus would want, I want to do. So I can't even take credit for the kind of heart that I have. I believe that is a heart that God himself has given to me. So the first thing I would say, if you are really struggling with obeying God, doing the things that God leads you to do, struggling with being led by the Spirit, I would say that you should ask God for a heart of obedience. Ask God to work a work in your heart that keeps you obedient and surrendered to Him. The Holy Spirit does that work in our hearts. The Holy Spirit can do anything. The second thing that has really kind of helped me is I wouldn't I don't I don't I used to consider myself that, oh, Hepzibah, you're so surrendered to God, etc., etc. But then I realized in especially in this mission trip that I'd been on, the Kenya mission trip, where it was really hard. One day I found myself, I was always just struggling with saying I want to go back home to Nigeria, etc., etc. And I realized that I cannot give credit to myself. It is the help of the Holy Spirit that really keeps us obedient and surrendered to God. So if you are struggling, I want you to not think, of yourself as a failure, like, oh, I'm struggling in this area. God, why am I not? Why can't I be submissive to you? Why can't I obey you? etc. Just ask the Holy Spirit for that help. We are not strong in ourselves. We are not strong in ourselves. We are actually really weak, except the Holy Spirit carries us. So develop a relationship where you are constantly asking the Holy Spirit, help me be more surrendered to you, God. Break my heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. Just pray more consecration prayers and let the Holy Spirit allow him work in you as he will. The last thing that I would say helps me is, you know, this understanding God gave me on how obedience to Jesus is actually love to Jesus. I remember one particular time when I was struggling with going for a retreat that Jesus had led me on, and I was worshiping one day, and I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, "Hephzibah, why do you call me Lord, Lord, if you will not do the things that I say?" And Jesus interprets obedience as love. You cannot say, "I love Jesus," without obeying Jesus. You know, this basic understanding could make it easier for you because you would understand that every time you obey, when the Lord asks you to do something, Jesus interprets it as love to him. He says, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments. If you love me, you will do the things that I tell you to do." Love to Jesus is not just, "I love you, I love you." Love to Jesus is obeying him. And if you have this basic understanding, I think, you know, when they say love someone with their love language, it could make you really love Jesus in the love language that he understands, which is obedience. I don't think I'm a total authority in this area, like I said, but these three things are the things that help me in obeying God, surrendering to God, to just helping me in even in the places where I'm like, "God, I'm not sure I want to do this." So my birthday is next week, Tuesday, by the way, and I really wanted to be someone else and not in Malawi at this time. But you know, the Holy Spirit led me to just break my own where I want to be, where I want to go. And I found myself just praying and saying, "God, I don't know the way. I don't know what's right for me. Show me the way. Do the right thing. Do what's best for me." So walking in obedience and surrender to God, you would actually always need to put yourself in that place and position where you are saying, "God, you know better. God, you know best." And if you are saying that this is what you want me to do, it's because you are wiser than I am. It takes a certain level of surrender and humility to really be able to obey God well as he wants us to obey him. My prayer for you and my prayer for me is that we will take the help of the Holy Spirit given to us and just surrender more to God. And you can start with the little things. It doesn't have to be so big as per going to nations that you don't want to go or be in at that time. It could start with something so little, right? It could start with God just saying, "Call this person, speak to this person." The more you take the little steps of obedience, the easier in quote it is for the bigger steps when the Holy Spirit leads you to do them. I remember obedience is actually interpreted as love to the Lord Jesus. So every time you obey the Lord, know that you are saying, "Jesus, I love you." God bless you. I hope this video is a blessing to you. I pray that the Holy Spirit gives you a heart of obedience and surrender to God in your own life and in your work with Him. In Jesus' name, amen. If this has been of help to you, please like this video, subscribe, and see you next time for the Life with Hephzibah Francis podcast. Bye for now.